For the second year in a row, left-wing activist shareholders who bring voluminous proposals against all the other big tech companies have left Salesforce alone. Liberal investors who routinely attack large tech corporations are going easy on Mark Benioff and Salesforce. It's easy to understand why. He funds their agendas and they leave him alone. That's why we've seen Salesforce's home of San Francisco turn into a disgraceful crime and homeless-ridden hellhole, complete with a poop map, thanks to Mr. Benioff's political policy beliefs that he has advocated through his Salesforce leadership. The only times we see the city by the bay cleaned up are when a Chinese dictator shows up to give a speech for big-time corporate executives, or when Mr. Benioff hosts his annual Dreamforce conference. Even Gavin Newsom admits this. It was only a year ago that several big-dollar activist investors pressured Mr. Benioff to cut costs and improve efficiencies at Salesforce. Mr. Benioff squeaked by with some changes in concessions and stock performance temporarily improved, so the activist investors backed off. But now it's a year later, and Mr. Benioff has just offered up another dismal earnings report along with poor guidance, and Salesforce's stock price immediately plummeted. I wonder what those shareholder activists think now. Once again, our warnings about Mr. Benioff's mismanagement and poor priorities fell on deaf ears, and shareholders pay the price. When are voting institutional shareholders finally going to get it? This is par for the course for Mr. Benioff. For years, he tried to pull off a co-CEO charade at Salesforce. Yet time after time, his alleged co-CEOs left. Clearly, he's someone that won't relinquish any power because his ego won't let him. No one can work with him at the top, and all we get is chaos and a roller coaster stock performance as a result. He has the same problem that Howard Schultz did in letting go at Starbucks and that Bob Iger's having at Disney. They can't help themselves, and neither can Mr. Benioff. As a result, their companies and investors suffer. Finally, I want to address the falsehood told by the Salesforce board in the proxy statement accusing my organization of refusing to discuss our proposal with the company. We offered at least 3 dates to meet to discuss the proposal when we submitted it to Salesforce within the 30-day requirement under SEC rules. But instead of engaging us on our offered times or suggesting alternatives within the SEC 30-day window, the company ignored the SEC's rules and waited almost 3 months before they asked us to meet. It is wrong for companies to refuse to abide by SEC guidelines and then to lie about it to try to make proponents look bad. Please vote for Proposal 6.